This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast. So before we even get started, I have a PSA for you, a public service announcement. Here's the thing. I know that people love hockey, and I know the kids love hockey, and it's a super cool story to say you got your nose broken at a hockey game. But seriously, go to the posting for this podcast, look at the link that says this kid is hardcore, and watch how close this kid comes to getting his face just mushed in by the two players that are checking into the boards right where he is. And I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying public service announcement. If you like bloody noses, do that. Not because I said so. And if you don't like bloody noses, maybe have the kids back up just a tiny bit, because guess what? It's going to hurt. I've done it. Okay, so here we go. As usual, when you hear this sound, that means we're moving on. In the spirit of preseason hockey, we're trying some new things out too to see what does or doesn't work. So as I'm recording this podcast, the game is actually happening right here in front of me. As a matter of fact, we're in between the first and second period, and for being honest, the first period wasn't one to remember. The score is 2-0 for Anaheim right now, and both goals came from bad zone coverage, rebounds, and really just kind of rusty players out there. A lot of guys who haven't been on the ice through the preseason who are trying to get their game together now and work on that opening night confidence. So a few of you have caught me on Twitter and asked, hey, how are you watching the game? And the answer is hockey streams. I know that everybody else has a tape delay. Some of you have blackouts tonight. Honestly, if I could tell you to go to hockey streams and sign up, I would. But what I'm hearing is that they've locked down new customers right now. So if it becomes available again, I'm happy to share my link with you that should get you in there as a referral. But until then, sorry. It's definitely the way to go, though. If you don't love blackouts and you do love streaming service of hockey, it's the way to go. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of things in particular from that first period. One, Nick Holden needs to tackle people. I know that he's no Adam Foote and he's going to get some calls, and that's fine. I'd rather have a penalty and Nick Holden tackle the guy in front of the net who's scoring the rebound goals than have him in front of the net scoring a rebound goal. And that's exactly what happened. Nick Holden's guy got open, put it past Varley, who was playing pretty good, but you know, he needs help. Varley isn't exactly in beast mode yet. He's kicking out some rebounds, and that's understandable because he hasn't played a lot of hockey, but if anyone needs some opening night confidence, it's Varley. So I hope that the team gets around him and gets him some easy stops, stuff from the angles, stuff from the side, things that he can just put his pads on and get some confidence built up with every shot. So there's not a lot of times that you can be a fashionista in hockey and not get, you know, beat up in the backyard. But in this case, I think I'm right. I think that the new hockey socks really kind of suck. They look like just saggy hosiery. They look like somebody's pantyhose that were painted Avalanche colors, and they still put the clear tape around them, but really, this is crappy stuff. They need to have that sort of texture they had before. I get it, we're not playing on a pond, it doesn't have to be warm, but it could still look cool. These just look crappy. I'm not sure I get this one, and I'm not sure I'm on board with it. So after one period, you know who's looking amazing? Mac. McKinnon is looking great. It looks like a whole new player, like he's matured both in body and in game, and I think he's going to come to leadership too. I think he's actually going to be a leader on this team as the years go by, because he can't not be that guy. So I'm really looking forward to see what he can do this year. And hopefully, like Varley, he gets some guys around him who are playing with intensity and a little bit of passion as well. All right, last thing, because the period is starting now, it's probably too soon to freak out, but I'm not going to go that far yet because I've only seen one period. So if I come back after this period and the second intermission and I tell you that it's time to freak out, then by all means, freak out. Okay, stay awesome. So halfway through the second period, and I have to say, the Avs just can't compete with the physical game. They've put a little bit of effort into it down in the zone, but still they're getting knocked down. There's an Avs player falling everywhere, and these aren't penalties being taken. These are guys just getting out-muscled in the corners, even in open ice. We definitely need to improve our physical game because we will get pushed around by teams like the Ducks. All right, we're in the second intermission, and I'm happy to say there was life on the ice. Iggy's being his Iggy self. He's actually playing better than Iggy typically does this time of year. He's out there getting in people's faces. He's hitting crossbars, getting shots on goal. I really like what he's playing right now, and I'm hoping that he can become the Iggy we all know by the end of the season, a lot earlier in the season. There's hope. Anytime you get a host of new players, which we have, it takes a little while to see what they can really do. And everybody comes in doing their best to make the team and make an impression, but when they settle into their role and what they do really well, that's where the value is. And right now we're starting to see some of that happen. Blake Como is a guy who isn't afraid to hold on to the puck, and he's out there to make plays. From what I've seen in this game, Blake Como is the tenacity that we wanted out of somebody like a Downey, with a lot less penalties and anger issues. You know, this show should have been brought to you by sleep deprivation, because after re-listening to this, man, do I mumble sometimes, but I was tired. And the point I'm making here is that the game ended. I didn't even do anymore, but here's how it ended. The Avs went 3-on-3 with these guys, and Tyson Barrett took a shot from the point. Matt Duchene tipped it in, and we got a goal. So everybody got 10% off their Avs fan shirt. It was super awesome, and we finally got a damn goal. So hopefully that carries over into the next game, which is tonight, and it's going to be happening from Las Vegas, where many of you are. And I can't wait to hear what should have stayed in Vegas. There's a really good chance you're going to hear this after the game, so a moment of silence for preseason. And moving on. Turns out the Avalanche have a podcast. I didn't know about this, and maybe it's a brand new thing. Either way, I've put a link to it in the show notes. You should click on that link and listen to these because it's really cool. There's a couple of podcasts up there, both with the player, the last one being EJ, talking very candidly about life, shirts, horses, things like that. It's really cool. Check it out. It's downloadable as well, which is really nice. But maybe that's not enough for you. Maybe you need more, like a radio show. Well, guess what? There is a radio show, and it's on every Sunday. There's a link to it in the show notes. It's called The Sin Bin. You can find them on Twitter at The Sin Bin MHS. But here's the thing. You can only listen to it live. There's no downloadable podcast or anything like that yet, so you're going to have to tune in and check it out. It's totally worth it. Check the show notes. Okay, so let's pretend we're a coach for a minute. Let's say the coach of the Colorado Avalanche, and we're in our last preseason game, and we need to find out what's going on. We need to see if our team can score or not. What do you do? Here's what I'm hoping they do. I'm hoping that they don't put a bunch of guys in who aren't actually going to make the lineup. I want to see what our team's going to look like when they hit the ice on opening night, or at least 95% of that, so that we can find out what's really going on and if we're any good. That's what I'd do if I'm coach. And that's it for the ColoradoHockey.com podcast, brought to you by AvsFam, A-V-S-F-A-M. Not only are they the people who make our shirts, the Colorado Hockey shirt, but they're the people who will soon announce the Colorado Hockey sticker, a screen-printed sticker that you can put on your car and not have to worry about it getting all messed up, jacked up, peeling, and all that sort of thing. Check them out at AvsFam, A-V-S-F-A-M.com.